holding in Sif Tav Lam and Gimel. We're holding in Sif Aleph. We're holding in the Mishaburas in Sif Aleph. We're holding Mishaburas Sif Katan Vav. So we said that the case of the Achsadra, which is this porch, so it's one whole side is totally open, so the large amount of light which comes in over there. So he did a bedika by sunlight; it's sufficient. So that's talking about a case where the Mishaber pointed out in some cotton hay that he should have done a bedika at nighttime on the Chsadra also, but he didn't. He's coming next, and the whole night went by; and he hadn't checked it yet. He's now checking it on the day of the 14th, and so he said, normally you check by the day. You also have to use a nair, but over here you don't have to use a nair. Now when he raised the question, can I go be Bodek Zav Sadra on the day of 13? Well, if I can use sunlight, let me do it on Yud Gimel with the sunlight. He says, no, the Chachila Osir. You can't do it the Chachila on by day. You have to wait till the night of the 14th. But you have it near day in Tzarek Libduk Shenis. But if you did do it by day, it's different than other places we say if you do it by day, since you need the Nair does not work well by day, so you're not Yotze B'di'evet the Bedika by day. But over here, you are Yotze B'di'evet the Bedika by day because you're over here sunlight works. Okay. If a person would be in a situation where all of his rooms were achsadra type of rooms, say, I can check by day, but you can't be mafkia totally your mitzvah of checking by night. So at least one room has to be checked by night. Okay. So we said that the area, the same way you can check the achsadra by the sunlight, you can also check the keneged aruba. Aruba is a skylight. So the area directly under the skylight, you can check by sunlight also. Zion. Aruba keneged aruba shebecheder. Aruba mikri masha be'emsa hagag, in the middle of that which is set in the middle of the roof, that's called a skylight. The same halacha would be true talking about the windows. If you have the sun coming in through the window, so you can check that area without using again, you're supposed to check by night. If you didn't check by night, you're checking by day. The next day, the areas which are directly in the sunlight, you do not need to use an air. But davka keneged aruba v'neged achalon mamish shesham aron rav. But however, this halacha is only we're talking about directly beneath the aruba, but like directly in where the sun is streaming in through the window. So that's a very strong light, so you don't have to use it there. Mashen can may not start him, but off to the sides, after shom yesh gamken or and a derma lachsadr. Over there, however, even though there is light, it's not derma lachsadr. And we'll see later on, interesting din, that the Mishabur says that the way they used to make shuls, they used to have a large amount of windows, so since there's windows all around coming in, so that any makam in the shul would be sufficient, be allowed to, again, you're supposed to do it by night. If you didn't do it by night, you do it by day, you would not need to use the nair. So that really should come out that if a person has a large amount of windows going into a room, that would be sufficient. Even if he didn't check by night like he's supposed to, and he's checking by day, he does not need to use an air in that situation. This is all talking about that there isn't, that the heter is only if there's no glass in the window. But when there's a glass, it blocks the light. Now that the Vice Rosh Hashanah itself said that it's referring to their glass wasn't as clear as our glass. For them, so the glass would actually dim the light coming in. Our glass is much clearer, so this halacha doesn't apply. Okay. Sif Beis. Siman Taflam and Gimel Sif Beis. And Bird can lower Havuka El Lora Nir. You can't use a torch, you can only use a candle. Vlabinir Shalchelev, you can't use a nair made out of tallow, because Taleb is not much to eat. So a person is going to be hesitant to stick it everywhere he has to go, because maybe some of the tallow will drip onto your keli and make your keli treif. Loshal shumin, and you can't use one made out of fat. Beloy shell, which means there are two types of fat in the animal. Both are fat. You know, the basic ingredient is fat. The main difference is the way they are. They're found in the animal. The chaylev was in general is something which is separate from the meat. It's like a separate layer, and the shuman usually is something which is actually marbleized into the meat. That's not a perfect rule, but that's for the most part that's the difference. But they're both fat. Now the shuman part is mutarit. There's no issue of eating shuman. Unless it's trey for shuman, which usually your candle wasn't coming from a kosher beef. Veloishal shemen, using an oil lamp, because again you're afraid that oil is going to spill. Al ben ish hashav, use a wax candle. Hagob or yechidi, has to be a single wick. Al b'shtein harish b'yachad, using two candles together. If you look kluyim, even if the wicks are wound together. What I'm looking for is that they're plied together. Dinam kavuka. We consider that like an avuka.
Braided.
Thank you. Mishrusav katan ches lor avuka shein yochel lahakdisa lecharen nistakim. You can't put the can the torch into the holes and the crevices. Gam shemisyari shem yisuf abayis lo yochelit lo kavos. Since he's worried about that, because mind about burning down the house. So he's not focusing on the bdika as much, he's focusing on not getting his torch in the wrong place. I guess that's candlewood. That's a very strong flame, and that again it's going to create this problem of a person being hesitant to focus on the bdika. He's busy focusing on the flame, shouldn't burn everything down. He's worried about these dripping on the place where there might be kalim stored, etc., and damage them, make them pause, make them trave. Well, shal shemen, you can't use yud, you can't use oil. He says putting it into the little areas, the oil might spill out. But you have any barakla or havuka and a chalabadika. A person used a torch, which means more than one wick, we saw that there were most at the end. But you have it, the bdika is not kosher. He goes as a second bdika with a regular candle. A person, but you have it used chalab and shuman, but you have it chalab bdika, but you have it chalab, because over there we didn't say it's not a good bdika, we just said the person might be afraid it's going to drip on something and make a trave. So if he says, he did check everywhere properly, so if he did. So, but you have a bdika as well. Ubishal shemen yeshtei has been achrayim im chal b'diavad. So we gave four cases over here which are not acceptable: avuka, chaylev, shuman, and shemen. So avuka b'diavad is definitely not good. Chaylev and shuman is definitely b'diavad good, and shemen is a machlokes. So what should you use? B'ner shal shabbos, use a candle wax. Let's say a wax candle. B'mein loy ner shal shabbos, yochel litak b'os ner shal b'diavad yotzben. If you don't have that option, so you can use one made out of something which b'diavad yotzben. So it would be made out of animal fat. So that's your b'diavad. You can use that. Rambam said, even if they're kluyim together, it's a problem of avuka. Let's remember. L'koshkele divyacha, l'koshu avuka. For sure, if you would make a bundle of all of them together and the flames come together on top, that's an avuka. Over here, it's not, if I take three candles and bunch them together, wrap them around with something, and light all three, that's a mamash an avuka. Here, I took the wicks and I made them into one wick. So I might have thought that that's not called avuka. I said, no, that's also called avuka. I'm not sure exactly what he's adding over here. not sure. I don't know what he's adding over here. Not sure. Sounds like it all. I'm not sure. I have no idea what he's adding over here. He says if you take all of them, if you hold them together, and you're not marfu with them. It's considered a book. I'm not sure what he means. Nir sheyesher shtei psilus. K'mashoyes an ato b'nir shechelu l'pamim. V'shefers b'em psilu. Psilu chashav avuka. If it has two wicks, and they're not really coming out of the same spot, so they're separate. So the flames are going to join together and make it. That's has the din of avuka, even though it's only one fuel source. That's the din of has the din of an avuka. Now, I mean, Pasha the guy because it's really whether the flames join or not really doesn't make a difference. The point is because there's that extra flames, the extra flames there creates this concern in his mind. He's not going to check well. So whether they actually join together for your havdalah in there, you also use an avuka over there. That avuka you want the flames to join together, right? But over here, it wouldn't make a difference. Either way, it would be a problem. Yeah. Okay. Gimel. But it called mekamei sheyesh lach hashema hichnisa b'hem chametz. You check all places where there's a possibility of the chametz. There was. It's a realistic possibility that chametz is brought in there. Therefore, Loch says any place in the house, it's a possibility that any of the rooms in the house and upstairs, when he bedika, a person sometimes goes in there with some food in his hand, with some chametz in his hand, spread. Well, it's a yain shem mistabek mehem. But things which you're not going to be going, you would take out of them. Not as needed, you know. Not, but you take out large quantities at given times. You go in there into the deep cellar over there, and you pull out once a month all the whatever you need from that place, whatever's stored there. So that's not a problem. You're not going to go in the middle of the meal. The chashash over here is a person supplies himself. Middle of the meal, he realizes that he's out of something, and he runs back in there with his while he's in the middle of eating. Then he's taking food with it. Nowadays, the truth is we're always eating. We graze nowadays. But once upon a time, they used to eat a meal in the morning and a meal in the evening. The rest of the day, they didn't eat. They weren't walking around with, you know, a snack and with, you know, with crackers. And either they ate or they didn't eat. You know, if you want to have advice how to lose weight, just stop grazing. That's, you know, this is paid for by your doctor. Get your gimel. Sheyesh loch Hashem shemichnis. What's the learner? The place in which you obviously use chametz, they're known to use chametz. They're sheet of the shabbat. I have to check my kitchen. I have to check my dining room. That's obvious. I feel welcome. Shein rogali shamish by chametz kol hashana. You don't normally take chametz in there. Rak sheish lochush shema hiklis shom chametz by kroy. It's possible to consider the possibility the person did take chametz in there occasionally. Kam kin tzarach bedika kin afarsh kamei. That area wouldn't need bedika. Now it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch Rav said the Masechta Shabbos quotes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. We discussed before that the Chiv Bedika is the Raisa. So if you don't do Bittul before till Bittul is done, the Chiv Bedika is the Raisa. So because it's not enough to be Mavar of the Chumash that you know about. Part of your Chiv is you shouldn't have any Chumash in your Rishus. You're Mechiv to go check. So any place where I normally put Chumash in is Muchzuk to just Chumash there. So that's a Chiv the Raisa to go check there. But a place where it's not mukhsuk to have chametz there. We're just saying it's probably there's a valid probability, but it's not mukhsuk that there's chametz there. It's probably not a majority of a chance that there's chametz there. It's like a miut possibility that there's chametz there. That chiyuv, the check where there's only drabanan. That chiyuv would not be the rice of the chiyuv. Giving a shir, I'm not giving a shir. This week, Rabbi Schwartz is giving a shir to the ladies. And checking for bugs, and I'm giving a share next week for the ladies and checking for bugs. That's one area where you have this issue. There's a difference in halacha between some which is muksuk betulayim, some which is called the miyat hamatzi. Miyat hamatzi is that it's not muksuk; it's just a minority that have it, but it's common enough that the chazal made rabbanu or mechayva bedika. How much is that? That's machlokas amongst the poskim. Mishkanos Yaakov, which is the pretty much standard opinion, says 10% chance. Okay, now of course then they have to define what 10% means. 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 of what? So if I get the 10 heads of lettuce and I check 8 of them and don't find anything, I check the 9th one, I found one, right? So I'm okay to check the 10th one because it's 1 out of 10 already. And not only that, I'm not to go back and check all my heads better, right? Because now it's a miramotzi. Is that the shear? That's a machloek. How you define miramotzi? That's a din drabonin. Once it's common to have it happen, but it's not muchzik. That's chiyav drabonin. So same thing over here. Okay, yudal kol chadrei bayis. So a person has to check all of the rooms in the home it's possible chametz is brought in. Hainu, afilo achadorim, mishkarnas, the rooms where you store a person, the money lender. So part of being a money lender, which is a common Jewish occupation in Europe, ask Shakespeare. So they would get mashkarnas, they would get a mashkin, they would get a collateral. So they store the collateral somewhere. So you have to check that room. Why? The person comes to pay back the loan. He wants his mashkin back. So you go out and get it. So maybe he took some chametz with him. We're worried that while he was there, he put his bread down, took care of paying, giving him out the mashkin, and forgot about the bread. Something along those lines, a place where a person would be going into possibly any time during the day when he has bread in his hand. Good going. You have cellars, and the cellars you store fruits, you store pickled items, you store cheeses there. You'll go in the middle of the meal to get another dried fruits or get some more cheese. So those are places where we'd be concerned about the person possibly leaving chametz there. So Eitzim Beneris, a place where they store the wood, they store the candles. He goes in the middle of the meal, he goes there to get more candles, to make it lighter, or to get wood to use in the oven to keep for cooking purposes. So we're afraid that maybe he'll put some food down and forget about it and walk out. You have to do b'dik. But a place where Shem Mistapik, there's nothing to talk about. The Mistapik ben anything which is possible. Mistapik here means that he gets sipuk, he supplies himself. So the ones you don't supply yourself in the middle of the meal, you go there like once in a regular time just to take everything out. The Mistapik, anything which you're using for supply, a person wants to get another bottle of wine or get another wine out of the barrel. He'll go in with it, in the middle of the meal sometimes. If you throw other types of liquid drinks, the same thing. But you do use them. You take it once at a time. All of your needs for the meal, you don't take it in the middle of the meal. You should go in the middle of the meal. So we said the oitzers which are not mistab of mehem, and the harb the maspain where you store the straw, the person doesn't go in the middle of the meal usually. Therefore, you design. You brought chametz in. You have to check make sure that chametz is out. But in this time, you're allowed to assume that probably there wasn't chametz in there. I think I mentioned, Thursday night, that a person, once you get past the child-rearing years, and you're not dealing with kids running around with which you have no control over, a person can make up that, these areas, no chametz is allowed in the whole year. And then if he does that, there's no chiyuv b'dika. That becomes the standard in the house. When there's little kids, all bets are off, though. Dalid. Chari Abayim has, you have cracks, you have holes in the house, literally, which, you know, little small holes. They put things in there. A, it was seasoned on both of the Maxolim, or there was bricks, little ledges sticking out from the wall. Shenim Gavoyim Harbe, they're not too tall. Balon Vukum Harbe, too short. Sichim Medika, those need Medika. Because a person would put something down over there, a little higher up, a little lower down, he put something down there. He put in the hole, he put something there. That wasn't uncommon. Avol Gavoyim, if they're tall, to the extent Shen Yad Ha'odim Magasham, a person can't normally reach there. They're so low you have to stoop down to below three tefachim. So people in general would avoid that, especially if you're my age. And it's yichum b'dika. So those don't need b'dika because the person not using it. So the Mishnah Berurah Yudches yichum b'dika if he's directly shtameish b'hem. V'yishach Hashem and nisha sham at chometz. A person would use these cracks or use these little ledges, etc. Maybe there's some chometz. Pachos Mishnah says, welcome, Shem Estam, lo nisha Hashem, you don't use it so low down. Avli Medua, lo shenish tamish b'hem chometz, b'yishach Hashem, afilo pamachas. If you use it one time in the year, rehen shichim b'dika, now you have to be do b'dika. Because maybe you left something there you didn't realize. I use it, you think you took care of it. But we say that since it wasn't halachically compelling at that point in time, you don't really focus in to do it properly. So now you have to be worried about that there's still some chometz there and he didn't take care of it, so he needs b'dika. V'vayishat tinoik is mitzvim, but a house with children, toddlers, are found there. The halacha is b'chol gav nitzrichim b'dika. Everything needs b'dika. Maybe the kids put some chametz there. Right. So you're checking the, you name it, you check it. If you have little kids, I tell you the story about the guy with the crackers, right? Right. Kind of hard, yeah. They were talking about the Pripyatchuk. I don't know exactly what we're talking about. The picture of his picture of the tanner, which was used to heat something, was used to heat up the house, etc. There was ledges there. You could put things on top. So obviously that was a place you put chometz. I'm not sure what the chiddush is. I mean, well, I'm sure why would I think otherwise? Okay. Okay. Hey. The roof of these type of freestanding armoire or something of that sort. So the yitzia was like a little lean-to shed. It's built off to the side. Migdol was a freestanding, not attached to the ground, a freestanding type of chest of drawers. But they would make it with the gag, the roof of it, the top of it was meshupa, was at a slant. Nekach en gagayim ruyim l'shum tashrish. You can't do anything on top of there because it's at a slant. And that was exactly what that was the goal. You made it simply slanted, this way people wouldn't start storing all of their stuff over there. One of the mistakes we made when we built the Meis Medrash. You made the ledge under the windows on the side flat. So the pile gets higher and higher and higher. You know yourself, there's no flat surfaces in Beis Medrash by Swarmshan. It's all at an angle because all those permits swarm with pile everywhere. Same thing in filling. So they made it slanty, so you can't use it. So, and it's a b'dika. You don't need to use the b'dika over there because since they're not roy to use for any type of tashmish, they don't need b'dika. Fill him secha b'ayis, even though they're in the b'ayis. Now inside the drawers, obviously it needs b'dika, but on the top, because of the slant and because of the angle, you don't need b'dika. Chafalov hayitzia binyanomach. That's a small building, like a lean-to type of a thing. Vamigdol shikaron almar. That's your armoire. Oh, shafa. Shafa is, it was like a closet. The freestanding closet. Then when your loss is going to get him, he needs to make the roof on top at a slant. So they're not chayiv. But kagan shalonu shegageim shovet b'haderech lishtamash shom. We do use those type of things on top. So our bedikah obviously needs bedikah b'koshkein b'toych hamigdol. Obviously inside of the box, in mishtamash shom b'hem chometz b'hem. If sometimes there's chometz brought in there, you'd have to do bedikah. Or if you store things in there which you normally might need in the middle of the meal, so then a vayter, we say, well, maybe he went in the middle of the meal to get it. So, b'vani tzrichim sorach b'dikta. Now, it sounds like over here it's a little bit subjective. Before we discuss the idea of a person going, the idea of foods, those type of things. Now he's like anything. Okay, we mentioned candles, he mentioned wood. Now he's basically telling you anything out there that a person might want to use in the middle of a meal, even though it's not a foodstuff, or it's not the wood for cooking. But if there's anything else a person might want to use in the middle of the meal, and that's where they store it, you know. So body tzarech b'dikah, there's chashash that a person might put down the bread, pick up the item, and they'll leave with the bread still sitting there. And you get marim, since they're at a slant, the roof is not usable. Gagay batim shalhem how you shove them. Their roofs were flat. Ugly shtamash shalhem, and they used to use the roofs, and there was a b'dika. There was a lach of b'dika on the roof. But tikkur shalano shatachas. So our roofs are at a slant, so they're not. You know, nobody's using that. Our roofs, so therefore there's no chiy b'dika. You got not mukher to go up on the roof and start doing b'dika for chometz. Okay. The attics, the rafters under the attic. So I'm not sure whether it was enclosed or not. Sounds like, not sure. So what about there? If it's normal to use that area to get things for the meal, during the meal. Sometimes you walk in the meal with your bread in your hand, you put it down. But getting through Bedung Bedika on the whole this attic area, which any it's possibly went to any area over there. So over here we'll rely on the material because of its. Normally, we don't allow the person to rely on mechira and totally be mavki as mitzvah b'dika. But we have one specific area where there's clearly problems in doing b'dika. Mishabur says, you know, a person in that situation, he would advise, yes, that a person, if he won't do doing b'dika properly, you might as well just sell it out and not have to chiyah b'dika, period. So you sell the place. You sell the goy, you sell the place where the chometz is. You sell him the ownership of the chometz. You sell him the place. You give him rights. So therefore it comes out, it's his chometz sitting in his room. I'm not okay for his chometz sitting in his room. Now, the Mishabur will come back to this issue of selling out your apartment. You know how halachically acceptable is the idea of the person saying, you know, I'm going away for Pesach. So if you go to Pesach, so if he goes before 30 days before Pesach, he's not mukhiv to b'dika. If he's not planning to come back on Pesach. But he's going away for the whole Pesach, he has no plans to come back, but he's leaving 3 days before, 2 days before Pesach. So he's mukhiv b'dika. Because our mukhiv b'dika in that situation. I want to go and sell to the goy. I want to go to sell my whole house to the goy and just take care of it. I'm not going to be here anyway. I'm going to just sell to the goy and sell. Like it was. I can sell the whole house. So obviously any place which it's my house and it's his chometz, I still have to get rid of it. If I sell the whole house, so It says his house. So Mikra didn't directly have a work to Mishabur. Later on, is Mashu, that's acceptable. The only issue with Mishabur has it is if you totally do everything, where you're going, you have no Chiyav Bdika, whatever, you know, whatever the arrangement is such, you don't really have an ownership on the place where you're going to. So you're not going to Mekayim Bdika there, you're not Mekayim Bdika over here. So by selling it, you're Mevatel, you're Mitzvah Bdika. So he says over there, you should keep one room, the day we had before, at least keep one room that you're not selling. This way you'll do your Mitzvah Bdika in that one room. So Mishabur is Mashma, he's more lenient that you can do Lechatchil. Over here, he seems to use the clear Lashon of Bidiyabim, not Lechatchil. Selling to the Goy. It's interesting, some Sefer, I just want to tell you, this, some Sefer grapples with, you know, this sale has to be valid, obviously, it has to be a Lechatchil valid sale. Some Sefer dealt with the following problem. If you want to sell the room, you're selling real estate. There are laws governing how you sell, American law, how you cover, sell real estate. So the Ksamtsever had a tshuva. There was in, I guess, Austria, where they were under at that point in time. There was a law that it said that any sale which didn't have a stamp, there was a stamp, you know, the stamp tax type of a thing for sale of real estate. If it didn't have a stamp, it wasn't a valid sale. That was the law. Now it came there, paid up, and I sell to the goy. I'm not going. You know, the property is worth who knows what. The tax is worth, it costs who knows what. I'm selling it for $3. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not paying any $5,000 worth of taxes on the sale. Well, they said it's not a valid sale if you don't pay the taxes. Dinah mechusa dinah. So am I over chometz and having chometz to pay or not? That was the shaila which they asked the some server. The server said they're not over. Or it's dinah mechusa dinah does not invalidate something which has a local status of a valid kinyan. So it's a valid change, it's a valid sale. Either the government doesn't recognize it, that's the government's problem, it's not our problem. So he said it was a valid sale, and the person will not be able to sell comments. Okay, hold on over here. In Hey, Vov. Maybe just do Vov, and then we'll stop. I don't want to stop, we'll give a little bit of time to run home. But the Mechaber at least in Vov, and leave Mishabur for tomorrow. Revish shall bucker in a tzarech b'dika. So the barn where you store the animals, or the ref is like a corral, you don't need b'dika. Shemo yisham chometz, I can guarantee you, abehemas yochluhu. The animals are going to eat anything, any grain available, the animals will eat. B'chein lul shall turn a garlam, a coop for chickens, in a tzarech b'dika, does not need b'dika. Shemeshem ho yisham chometz, turn a garlam yochluhu. We can assume that the chickens have eaten any grain which is there. The open area in the courtyard of their head lives around Chaseris, open area in the middle. So again, you can assume it does not need Badika and Sarpadika. There's crows, other types of animals, which are scavenger animals, which are going to come and eat all of that chomets which is there. Okay, sounds like a good deal. There's all types of case. I don't know there's chametz there, and I'm saying my mechuyev to bedika. Maybe there's chametz there. No, I'm not mechuyev because as much as maybe there's chametz, maybe it was eaten. I will vade chametz lo. If I know for sure there's chametz there, I say, well, it's a vade that there was chametz. It's a suffik of the chametz was gone. The suffik chametz, suffik beer can't take away from the vade chametz, and there you mechuyev to bedika. Now, comes the Ramon, this is one second. Avala Kamon, Simon Tafam Hey Siv Gimel. Later on, Mavur, it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch himself, the Mutal Hashi Chometz, Mokam Shoifis Mitzuyim. You can take the Chometz, throw it in a place where birds will get to it, and rely on the fact that birds are going to eat it. Okay, so it's a stira. He says you're allowed to do that. So Kol Shkentin Tzarek Levar Misham, I feel the Chometz Vaday Ad Lacher Zman Iser. If I'm allowed to put chametz there, the chachila, knowing I'm putting it there, relying on the birds are going to eat it for sure. If there's chametz is there, I'm allowed to rely on the birds ate it. So it's just either a mod that's a kasha on the machaber, and he holds it to kasha. If he holds it, that's the ikur psak is that you can't. The ikur psak is that you could rely that the birds ate it, animals ate it. And the Mishabur and the Chav Ches, which we'll learn tomorrow, will give some answers. But the Ma'aser, the steer, there's a contradiction in the Mechaber.
When did he put the Chametz out?
That case over there was actually, he was putting out Erev Pesach.
After the Zman?
No, before it is mine. But if I can rely, my body put chametz out.
We don't pass it.